Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
So let's finish the job. Ban assault weapons. Ban them again. Do it now. Enough. Do something. Do something big.
President Joe Biden called on Congress Tuesday to reduce the impact of gun violence on communities across the country. Speaking from Monterey Park, California, where a gunman killed 20 people last January, Biden announced an executive order meant to increase the number of background checks and promote safer firearm storage. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says his agency has proposed the first federal limits on what are known as PFAS, or forever chemicals, in drinking water.
These unregulated chemical compounds quickly became prominent in our everyday lives, propelled by the promise of a better life made easier, supposedly, by technology.
Now mostly phased out, PFAS chemicals have been tied to cancers, heart disease, and birth defects. The Justice Department will investigate last week's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and the actions of its senior executives. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has also said his agency would investigate, but Senator Elizabeth Warren tells MSNBC Powell led the charge to weaken banking oversight.
He ran further than a lot of people even thought the law let him.
Warren contended the bank loaded up on risk to increase profits. The North Carolina Supreme Court has allowed a rare rehearing of a case which could lead to extreme gerrymandering of electoral districts. A previous court upheld district boundaries drawn by the courts just 3 months ago, but a new GOP court majority is revisiting the decision. Bob Phillips of Common Cause says the court got it right the first time.
What is happening today in the building behind us is completely unnecessary and, frankly, outrageous.
State lawmakers are promoting the so-called independent legislature theory, claiming states may regulate all elections with zero oversight from the courts or federal government. The Texas Senate has approved legislation to raise the penalty for voting illegally from a misdemeanor to a felony, sentencing those convicted to as much as 20 years in prison and more than $10,000 in fines. The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad for recklessly endangering the health of residents following last month's hazardous train derailment. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says the railway's accident rate is up 80% over the past decade.
At least 20 Norfolk and Southern derailments since 2015 have included chemical spills.
And Republican lawmakers in South Carolina say a woman who gets an abortion should be eligible for the death penalty. A bill being considered would redefine person under state law to include a fertilized egg, giving it equal protection under the state's homicide laws. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.